Maybe I know now where Mary got it from. That song she sang when she was pregnant with Jesus. Maybe I understand better where Jesus got it from as he grew in wisdom learned from his mum. This morning's psalm is a song of God, a God of justice, a God with a heavy bias towards the oppressed and the vulnerable, a God who feeds the hungry, a God who gets involved. This is a song to a creator God, a God who with risk and courage and wisdom and laughter made the heavens and the seas, the octopi, the dazzling dragonflies, and the fertile earth. This is a song to the God who is nearer to us than breathing, the God who notices when a sparrow falls. This God, says the psalmist, is a God who keeps promises, who will always judge in favor of the poor, who will free prisoners, who will watch over strangers, who will love and lift up those who have fallen down, a God full of hope. This is a God you can trust. As long as I live, I will sing, says the psalmist, I will sing to God with my heart and my life and my being and my soul. Me too, said Mary. This is a God I will sing to and continue to say yes to. This is a God who makes my life different, who loves me and blesses me day after day. Well, good morning, everyone. Lovely to have you all with us. Welcome too to those who are maybe listening online or have received one of the CDs from the service. It's lovely that you can still enjoy worshipping with us. I don't have an order of service in front of me, so off the top of my head, a wee reminder that the Holiday Club will be on again this week. It's our last session of the five that we've run. So if you have grandchildren with you or children with you and you would like a little rest on Tuesday morning, we will gladly enable that to happen. So please pop them along to the Kirk Centre. We start at 10 o'clock and finish around 12. So the more, the merrier. And I think, I'm not sure if there's anything else that needs specific highlighting. Can anybody shout out if there is? Oh, I've got one. Christine, thank you. Thank you. I'll see if there's anything else that needs this particular. I'll have a quick look around. Music to Remember starts up this week. That is worth a mention, actually. That's back on this Tuesday, so it'll be good to have the centre filled with life again as the things start to get going over the next few weeks. It will be wonderful to see the centre come back to life during the week. So yes, we've got Music to Remember. That's this week as well. And I think I'll leave everything else for you to read in your own time. Sorry? Oh, the Bonhams Day, yes, sorry, it was in my mind to say a huge thank you. Yes, we had the valuation day with Bonhams on Friday, and I know I went along with a couple of items to get them valued, and I know lots of you did the same thing. So many people went, actually, that £1,680 were raised, which is an incredible sum of money, and the money is going to go to Parkinson's UK. And so to thank everybody that supported it, but an awful lot of people also helped at it. So a big, huge thanks to those two. A tremendous effort, something new for us to do, and hopefully something we can do again, as it was such a success. I know that there are some catalogues through in the hall. If you go through for your tea and coffee after the service, there's some catalogues that you can buy just for a pound's donation. Some of them got some really interesting articles about different kinds of antiques and things that you might find interesting. So thank you, Sheila, for reminding me about that. It was on my mind, but it had gone completely. So we come to worship. With thankful hearts we gather, for the Lord is good. God is to be praised. His greatness is all around us. We tell of God's great deeds. We tell of his kindness. We tell of his deep love, slow to anger, full of grace and mercy. This is our God. Come to God now, ready to acknowledge his greatness. Come to God now, ready to receive his love. Come as we worship. The choir are going to come forward now and help lead us in the singing of our first hymn, which is 352 in your hymn books, O for a Thousand Tongues. Now, you'll know this hymn quite well, and you might remember that during the hymn there is a wee line that the gentlemen and those ladies who would like to join in are encouraged to join in too, but the choir are going to certainly help lead this for us. So we're going to sing hymn 352. I'm looking at the second verse. 352. Wonderful way to open the service. I'm looking forward to listening again to that online later on today, hopefully. What a glorious, glorious song of praise. Let's come now to God in prayer. God of the past, present and future, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify your holy name. From the beginning of time, you have been an ever-present God, inspiring our worship and service, bringing us hope and comfort in our times of distress, bringing peace and joy following times of war and discord, bringing love to us when no one else cared, bringing strength to us when we have been at our weakest, bringing your mercy upon us when we have broken all your rules. You, O God, deserve our loyalty and faithfulness. You, O God, deserve our trust and service. You, O God, are a great big God, worthy of adoration and thanks being for being with us in the past and the present and into our future. So in our joy and in our sorrow, we can come to you with our thoughts and prayers. You will listen to us and answer our prayers at the time that is right for both of us. We admit that we are far from perfect. We admit that we have failed to keep your promises, that we have distanced ourselves from your word, that we have failed to admit to past errors, overlooked present sins, and will no doubt fail you at times in the future. So forgive us for the times we do not show the right attitude to holy living. Forgive us for using language that has not been appropriate. Forgive us our temper tantrums and angry outbursts. Forgive us for being ignorant and impatient when things do not go our way. Forgive us for our sullen silences and our pretense at displaying compassion. Forgive us for our holier-than-thou outlook and the belief that we are always right. God of the past, the present, and the future, forgive us our sins, bestow your mercy upon us, pour out your love, insert your joy in our daily living, that we may be willing disciples and able to praise your holy name. And hear us now as together we share the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn is number 93 in your hymn book. Let us with a gladsome mind. Hymn 93.
Today's reading is Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise him as long as I live. I will sing to my God all my life. Don't put your trust in human leaders. No human being can save you. When they die, they return to the dust. On that day, all their plans come to an end. Happy are those who have the God of Jacob to help him and who depend on the Lord their God, the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and all that is in them. He always keeps his promises. He judges in favor of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free and gives sight to the blind. He lifts those who have fallen. He loves his righteous people. He protects the strangers who live in our land. He helps widows and orphans, but takes the wicked to their ruin. The Lord is King forever. Your God, O Zion, will reign for all time. Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God for this reading from his holy word.
And thank you for reading that for us. We sing again hymn 201, Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness, hymn 201. To begin the sermon by doing something a little bit different. We're going to sing again. And we're going to sing a little Taisy song, which hopefully some of you know, and that will enable the others to learn it more quickly. But it's "Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life." So just a little four-line song. I'll give you the words again. "Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life." Emily is going to play the tune through once, and then we'll sing it three times. And then at the very end of the sermon, we're going to sing it again three times. People look into mirrors to see how they look. They look into the Psalms to find out who they are. With the Psalms, we bring into awareness an ancient sorrow. We release a latent joy. We use the Psalms to present ourselves before God as honestly and as thoroughly as we are able. We carry on with our short series looking at some of the Psalms. And today it's Psalm 146, a psalm of happiness, of joy, of celebration, a psalm that shouts out to God in gratitude and praise. It's one of a collection of psalms that brings the whole Psalter to a close, seven psalms of exuberant praise. In Psalm 146, the psalmist opens with a shout of "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise him as long as I live. I will sing to my God all my life." Words we might recognize as the opening words of Mary's Magnificat, and hence the reference to her right back at the beginning of the service. Psalmist then goes on to emphasize that the Lord is the only one in whom we can place our trust. "Do not put your trust in human leaders. No human being can save you." And the psalm then recounts God as both creator and deliverer, the one who made heaven and earth and sets the prisoners free, heals the sick, lifts up the oppressed. Now, those are familiar words, are they not? Words found in Isaiah 61, where we find these: "The Lord, Sovereign Lord, has filled me with his spirit. He has chosen me and sent me to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce release to captives and freedom to those in prison." And these same words were used by Jesus in his great manifesto found in Luke's Gospel in chapter 4. Where we read, "Then Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath, he went as usual to the synagogue. He stood up to read the scriptures and was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has chosen me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind and to set the oppressed free, and announce that the time has come when the Lord will save his people." Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. All the people in the synagogue had their eyes fixed on him as he read to them, "This passage of scripture has come true today as you heard it being read." This is just one of many interesting points that comes from this psalm. And the dating of the psalms can be difficult, but many scholars think that this psalm, along with the other six at the end of the Psalter, derive from Israel's post-exile period, where the Jews had returned to their homeland. And also the words of the following psalm, 147, begin with a reference to God restoring Jerusalem and bringing back the exiles. The acts of setting free the prisoners, healing the sick and lifting up the oppressed are not being universally experienced, though, because not everyone experiences every grace from God. The Psalter knows that we grow sick, we can be killed and we can be oppressed. And our own experiences, and whenever we turn on the television, will tell us that these things are happening today. But we can be reassured that God moves in the midst of sufferings. He sustains God's people and he pulls us out through the hard and the difficult times. Because this is how God works in our broken world among his broken people. And it's with this understanding that the psalmist can find case for joy and celebration. Finally, the psalm closes with a declaration of faith and trust. The Lord is King forever. Your God, O Zion, will reign for all time. Praise the Lord. When we've looked at the psalms, we've can sense a constant theme of trust. The trust that the psalmist always places in God. No matter what we have come through, we've been through lament and we were able to bring our worries and our pain to God. We then moved on into praising God for being with us in the midst of our troubles and our lives. And then just last week we were thanksgiving for God just being there. And that leads us today where we can celebrate and have some joy. A few weeks ago, I set the homework of finding God in your daily lives, those thin places where you have felt close to God. And I still wonder how you got on and did you find them? And today in celebration, we can look for thin places where our happiness and joy brings us close to God in our gratitude. This week, young people up and down the country have been receiving exam results. For some, it will have been a week for celebrating. For others, a week where they wonder what's going to happen now as they sense their world has come crashing down and they've found themselves really wondering what now. I want to share a personal story with you relating to this. Both our children completed successfully university degrees, but their routes could not have been more different. Andrew, our son, has a Bachelor of Design from Gray's School of Art here in Aberdeen. Neil and I have never quite worked out where he gets his gift for creativity and design from, but for 4 years ago, we were there to celebrate with him the end of 4 years of work. School for Andrew was a breeze. With little effort, he had the grades to get to university. A year of building a portfolio at college instead of staying on at school for 6 years, and off he went. But then things changed. Andrew didn't enjoy his university course. It was a grind. Each semester usually ended up with him coming home and chasing the deadline for hand-in. But he made it to the end. And he currently works in Glasgow as a designer with an up-and-coming design company, and he's doing well, and life is good. Thank you, God. Praise you for getting him there. Kirsty, on the other hand, graduated the day before her brother with a first-class honours degree in social work, and she now works for North East Sensory Services, also here in Aberdeen, as a social worker. Kirsty, unlike her brother, thoroughly enjoyed her university course. She worked hard and got the result that she deserved. But this is a girl who didn't always find studying easy or enjoyable. Indeed, she would probably tell you that for most of her school years, life was difficult and full of disappointment after disappointment. She left school with a solitary higher in history, and she despaired if she would ever reach her goal of becoming a social worker. And then two things happened to change that. Firstly, Kirsty went on an expedition to Peru with a group from school, and it's fair to say that the Kirsty that came back from that month away was not the Kirsty that left to go on that trip. The Kirsty that had left to go on the trip was a Kirsty full of doubts and real worries about how she was going to cope, particularly with the physical part of the trip, or for the being away from all her home comforts and being part of a small group in a part of the world miles from home. The Kirsty that came home was a Kirsty that was full of confidence and full of determination, a Kirsty with a new bring it on attitude. Praise the Lord. The second thing that happened to Kirsty was a lecturer at Aberdeen College who gave her a place in a course that she really didn't have the qualifications for. Praise the Lord for that man. 2 years at college and Kirsty had the qualifications that she needed to have to get to the social work course she wanted to do at Robert Gordon's. And 4 years on, the girl with one higher in history gained a first-class honours degree in social work. Praise the Lord. So to those parents and grandparents worrying about young people that may not have received the results they wanted this week, do not despair. These youngsters can still achieve their goals. The road may have taken a detour and it may take them a little longer, but the goal can still be achieved and we can still turn to God and praise Him. People look into mirrors to see how they look. They look into the Psalms to find out who they are. With the Psalms, we bring into awareness an ancient sorrow. We release a latent joy. We use the Psalms to present ourselves before God as honestly and as thoroughly as we are able. In that quote, which I've shared each week as we have explored the Psalms, it has given us a reminder that in the Psalms we can find words for all eventualities. As someone put it, the Psalms as a whole are not meant primarily to be sung in worship. Rather, we are invited to come to worship in order that we might sing the songs in daily life. So when we are wallowing neck deep in the mire of life, we are invited to sing the songs of lament. O Lord, have mercy. When we are experiencing the grace and joy of life, we are invited to sing songs of praise. Thank you, God. When we are in a tough spot but remember God's presence, we are invited to say, I trust you, O God, you are with me. And when we see God at work in the world, we are invited to point to God's invisible hand at work and say, praise the Lord. Let everything that lives praise the Lord. To close a modern paraphrasing of our psalm for today. How might I praise the Lord with all my life, my whole life? I will not praise human beings for they cannot save. I will trust in the Lord. I will not trust in schemes that have no spirit in them, for they will come to nothing. I will trust in the Lord. Star maker, wave dancer, land walker, light giver. I will trust in the Lord, for it is the Lord who names the oppressed and intends banquets for the hungry, who gives cause for freedom and invites the stranger into community, who loves those who are unloved and conspires against all wickedness. I will trust in the Lord and the reign of love for all generations to come. I will praise the Lord, trusting my whole life to God. I will praise the Lord, trusting my whole life to God. How about that as a motto for life? Praise the Lord, my soul. We continue our worship with our offering. Let us pray. We bring our gifts of money and offer our time and talents in the service of the kingdom of God, to praise our God, to glorify Christ, to be liberated by the Spirit, and to use these God-given treasures for the benefit of all God's people. Amen. Our hymn is 194, This Is the Day, 194. Let's turn to God again in prayer. O God, our God, hear our prayers to enable us to become better disciples. Help us to be more joyful in our daily lives, to smile more often, to see the positives in every situation, to affirm others and the work that they do. Help us to speak more kindly towards others, to be welcoming to the stranger, to acknowledge those of other cultures, to praise people for what they do for us, to say thank you for each act of service. Help us to act more justly, to pray for real change, to engage in actions promoting social justice, to speak out for the asylum seeker and refugee. Help us to show your love in the way we use our money, in the way we treat other people, in the way we offer ourselves for service. Hear our prayers for other people whose way of life is very different to ours. We pray for our politicians and councillors and all those who have positions of authority, that they will work for real change and for the benefit of all humankind, that they will refrain from offering empty promises and impossible policies of no lasting value. And we pray for those who find themselves in prison, that their lives will be turned around, and we will commit ourselves to helping where we can. We first pray for those who are suffering depression, that they will not suffer the judgment of others, including us. We pray for those who carry heavy burdens on their backs, that their load will be lightened and that we will play our part. We pray for those who feel themselves strangers, that they will not be met with threat and suspicion, and we ourselves may trust those who are different from us. We pray for the orphans and the widows who have been given a raw deal and ask that we can treat them as part of our family. We pray for the hungry and the malnourished and ask that we find ways to share our food and resources for all. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Empower us to serve, encourage us to be faithful, enthuse us for action. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is 561, Blessed Assurance, hymn 561. Before I give you our blessing, that there's teas and coffees served through in the hall. If you've never come and joined us before, maybe today is the day to begin. Go, children of God, with a song on your lips, with love in your hearts and joy in your soul. Go, children of God, with the blessing of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you today and forever.